Laura Raglan, this is Katie Lowe's and the Soccer Section. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Enjoy.
Tick, 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 tick.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to Drake. Drake, say hi, nice and loud. Welcome to the Soccer Section. So, as some of you may have guessed, it is 4 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon. And because it's the holidays, we thought, oh, we'll cancel the Soccer Section. And then we decided that some of the guys that are always so busy training on a Wednesday afternoon would come in and have a chat with me about soccer. So we have just opened up our DJ software and me and Drake and Dougal are having a look at what our favourite songs are. But I will get you started with a song that I've been running to all week. It's not old. It's not new. But I hope you love it. Enjoy. Oh. might, we'll have a few more bangers like that before 5 o'clock. Now, I've got two giggle pants over here. Oh no, they've got the giggles. You are tuning in to Raglan Community Radio. And Dougal and Drake have got the giggles. All right, let's get asking some questions. So this is the soccer section. Now, here's the first question. What do you call it?
Soccer.
What, you don't call it football?
No.
What's wrong with you? No one calls it football?
No.
Well, more than half the world calls it football. But I agree. Even I call it soccer now. What's going to happen when I go and visit my brothers next year?
Tell them it's soccer.
I don't know. I'm going to tell them it's soccer. Yeah. Thanks, Drake.
You're welcome.
I might just send them this podcast and then they'll be prepared. Come up really nice close to the microphone. I'm going to ask you the next question. Think about this. What is your best soccer skill?
Playing.
Winning.
No.
Been on losing streak.
Have you been on a losing streak?
We haven't won a single game.
What?
Our best is tying.
But I saw you play the other day.
The other day?
He had a good... That goalkeeper was really good.
In Huntley?
No, Raglan.
Oh, wait, yeah, we never played in Huntley.
So you're on a losing streak. How many matches have you lost?
All of them but one.
All of them but one. So how many weeks have we done? Like nine?
I don't know.
So you need to start winning some matches. But guess what? It's not about winning or losing.
It's about having fun.
Oh, you guys are great. I love having the older kids in the radio station. So we've had lots of first kick players, seventh grade players, eighth grade players. Tell everyone that's listening at home, what grade do you play?
12, I think. Yeah.
So you're pretty much at the top of the club.
Yeah.
Are you at the very top of the club?
No, we're one year away.
You're 1 year away. Or sometimes it changes depending on how many players there are, whether you go to the school to play or not.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, what we're going to do now is we're going to play one of these guys' favourite tunes. I think it's Dougal's?
No, it's Dougal's.
Oh, they're not taking any responsibility for this. So let's press play and then we'll come back with some more chat about soccer soon.
It's Dougal's.
All the things that come to you.
actually really enjoyed that. Thanks, that was a great selection. So, I've got a little question, which is, how old were you when you first started playing sports? Like, maybe it was rugby, maybe it was hockey, maybe it was swimming, maybe it was soccer. Can you remember?
Swimming?
Did you swim?
No, yeah, I swam. I swam, but I didn't play swimming.
You don't consider swimming to be a sport?
Well, I do consider it to be a sport. I just didn't play it.
Oh, you guys are great. No, so when did you start playing soccer? Do you remember?
6 or 7 years.
6 or 7 years old?
Yeah, same.
And are you part of families? Like, do you have brothers or sisters?
Yeah.
What do you have?
An older sister.
An older sister. Does she play?
A school team.
School team?
Yeah.
Awesome. How about you, Drake?
I got 2 brothers.
Do they play?
They both play rugby.
Did they play soccer when they were younger?
Yep.
Do you think you'll play rugby soon?
Yeah.
Or can you play both?
It depends what times they play.
Oh, yeah. True. Are your brothers any good at rugby?
Well, one's 2 years older and he's still in the same age group as my younger one, so...
Oh, ouch.
He's a bit light.
He's light?
Yeah.
Oh, mate. So, how about this? If you woke up tomorrow with special soccer powers, like...
Special soccer powers.
Like a tooth fairy came into the night. And instead of taking your teeth and giving you dollars...
It gave us a superpower.
She gives
soccer.
You a soccer superpower.
Oh, and then I'd just...
What would you choose?
I'd use them.
You'd use them! Yeah. Great answer.
I'd play in FIFA World Cup.
You'd play in the FIFA yeah. World Cup.
Well, if I had soccer powers, then I'd clap everyone.
When you're 11.
Yeah.
So, what could you get better at? Striking, defending,
well, if you have
dribbling.
Soccer powers and you don't need to.
Can you do everything?
Yeah.
It's just everything. You just wake up and
yeah.
Who would you be? Can you think of a famous soccer player that you'd become?
Me.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd be myself.
I love that. You guys are so great to chat with.
This
is brilliant. You guys could have your own like soccer mindfulness program.
No, thank you.
Drake, have you got any songs you want me to play next?
No.
Yeah.
Dougal's got some?
He wants to do, forgot it.
That's okay. I'll play one of mine next, and you guys can have a think of what you want to play. So,
Dougal, I've got a song that Dougal
you've got
wants
one?
To play.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called, Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, I love that song. It's so good.
Dougal, it's your favourite song.
If it was my favourite song, I would have remembered the name.
No.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Sometimes you forget,
no,
Dougal.
No, I never.
I love asking other people for their requests. Here we go, guys. Get your banjos out, boys!
I miss Alabama once
kid you not, the amount of kids in this town that have Smoke on the Water as their favourite song is out of control. No idea what just flew through the building. Was it a duck?
Oh, sure.
A shark?
If you say so.
Yeah.
Now, guys, yeah. Are you allowed to go to Joe's Takeaway?
Yeah.
No. Do your parents give you money?
No.
Sometimes. I don't know. Not usually.
Do you have pocket money?
I usually sneak it.
You sneak it?
Steal their money.
Do you realize you're saying this on radio?
Uh-oh. Someone's Christmas presents just... So, seriously... If you had a few bucks to spend at Joe's, what would you buy?
I'd go to the Dare instead.
What? Would you? Oh,
it depends what I want to get.
So you're a businessman, Drake.
Okay.
All right, you have to stay at Joe's. You're not allowed to go to the Dairy.
Okay.
What's the best thing
how
to buy?
Money.
You've got somewhere between $3 and $10.
Oh.
Enough to buy some food and some treats.
A drink.
Yeah.
Well, what drink would you get?
$2 can,
mm-hmm. Just a drink. A Coke, mm, yeah.
Liquid.
Nah, you buy a... Can you...
Are you too old for the lolly bags? Or are they a timeless classic?
I don't get lolly bags, I just get to buy whatever I want.
I don't know. Just
stuff.
Alright, if you had to have a burger, what burger would you choose?
Burger,
fillet of fish burger, chicken burger, veggie burger, beach burger.
Wait, no. I'd have the chicken.
The chicken or the fish?
Yeah, chicken.
Or are you more of a toasty kind of guy?
No. There's no point in buying it if you can make them at home.
Oh, yeah, wow.
I don't have a deep fryer, so we have
this
to
This is exactly what Nigella Lawson says.
Who?
Nigella Lawson, she's a very famous chef.
Okay. Wait, what?
There's no point buying it if you can make it at home.
Oh, that's not... Well, I don't have a deep fryer, so if I had a deep fryer, then I'd make...
You don't deep fry
there's a
sandwiches.
Chicken. No, of course you don't. I'm talking about the chicken.
Diggle, you took the thought out of my mind.
I'm talking about the chicken.
Well, we've got a few tracks lined up now because we've been talking about our favourite music. But just before we go super old school, I'm going to play one of my favourite songs.
Okay. Oh, depends what it is.
Oh, I don't know whether you're going to like it or not. We're talking about these guys' parents' favourite music, so things could get really interesting in the next half an hour.
Give me the rhythm and me mash up the dance. music for your head. Feel the bass go through your speaker. Hey, yeah. Bring the jungle music for your head. Feel the bass go through your speaker. Hey, yeah. Give me the rhythm and make my shop the dance.
Was it a seal that just came through here?
It's actually called Dougal.
Dougal the seal. Dougal the seal. Hey, guys, I've got a question to ask you about. I mean, I don't want to bring you down after such a cheerful summertime song, but I want to know about the worst thrashing you got on the soccer pitches this season so far. I want to hear about the lowest times. How bad did it get out there on your losing streak?
Was this
last year. I forgot what it was, but it was about
18-3. 18-3?
Yeah, and we lost.
You lost?
Sure. Either I wasn't here, or that was last year.
I think that was last year.
Wow, that was bad.
Yeah.
And how did it make you feel? Did you cry?
No.
Did you run off the pitch?
No.
Ran off the pitch screaming and bawling our eyes off.
Oh my gosh.
Dougal, we just said we didn't cry. Why were we bawling our eyes out?
Maybe on the inside that's how you felt.
It crushed me.
And what's the best time you've had so far this season? Not last year, this season. What's the best time you had?
It was a tie.
A tie? A draw?
Yeah.
With who? Do you remember the team?
It was a team that wasn't regular.
Were you home or away?
No.
We were home.
You were home. No, nice. We winning on your own turf.
Home.
You were. Drake, do you remember where you were?
No.
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 Well, we've got an awesome little another summertimey song coming on now, and we'll try and remember which away game you guys were at. And you can tell us all about it when we come back.
Up early in the morning till the evening hour, flying around from flower to flower. Now everybody knows, I suppose, without bees in your garden, nothing grows. They take the pollen to where it's supposed to be. That's how nature works, good job will be. Now bumblebees from the day they're born wear a black and yellow jersey just to keep them warm. And Wilbies were special, it was a perfect fit, 'cause Wilbies' mother had knitted it. Wilby was out one sunny day, unknown to him his jersey had begun to fray, and his jersey caught where it was torn, right on the end of a rose's thorn. And as Wilby flew away, he did not stop. His jersey unraveled from the bottom to the top, and when he realized this, he lost his hum. He was showing the whole garden his bare bum. Well, with no jersey and being late in the day, Wilby was so cold he couldn't fly away. He was frightened and all alone. All he wanted to do was to get home.
What do you think, guys? Should we let this song play out for like the whole 10 minutes that it is? Or should we cancel it?
Is it 10 minutes?
It's like 10 minutes about a bumblebee. What do you think? Let's make a joint decision as collective DJs.
Now, Monica,
should we let it play or should we put some like... put some Congo Nasty on instead?
She'd seen what had happened and thought she knew what to do.
Why are we talking about it on air?
Oh no, did I put the microphones on?
Oh yeah.
Oh, that is so embarrassing.
Let me tell you, Congo Nasty, Rasta beat me, gonna look at your team. Let me tell you, can I fly? That is funny.
La 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 la.
Yeah. The jungle is so nice. Rasta Barai.
That is funny.
Of course, man.
Yeah. You better get ready. Bust up on the move and you know some man steady. Moving to the mountain, cause you I make it ready. Tired of the arms as in Babylon City. Pull up on them snakes with them jam iniquity. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Moving again. Time for the exodus, we're telling all them. Time for the exodus, so listen to me, friend.
Well, we just had so much fun in the studio, didn't we? Everyone needs to catch their breath. That was good. We did a lot of dancing using our heads and our shoulders and our legs. So we're going to do... You can't see what's happening in the studio right now, guys, but the guys are face-to-face, back-to-back on the second microphone. Okay. And we're going to do quick-fire questions. We'll have to get some... We'll have to get some special sound effects for that. Do, do, do. Questions about the coach.
Oh.
Are you ready?
No, I'm too scared.
Here we go.
What is your coach's favourite colour?
How would we know?
You gotta guess.
Orange.
Orange.
And green and brown and all the other colours.
Next question. Is your coach an angry coach or a happy coach?
He's a normal coach. He doesn't really.
Your coach has no emotions?
No, none at all.
Okay.
His job is to coach her.
Is your coach...
That's what he does.
It's not his job if he doesn't get paid.
Is your coach old Or young?
He's probably like 15. 15?
15?
He's 15. Older than that. He's
15.
In between.
He's in between old and young.
What?
Yep.
Whereabouts? Like the young side, the old side, or right in the middle?
Well, the young side.
More on the old side.
Oh. Old, 15 years old. Next question about the coach. If your coach had one soccer skill that would get him to the FIFA championships, the World Cup, what would your coach's special soccer skill be?
He would be the coach.
Oh my.
Drake, any other answers?
A soccer player.
He'd be a player. He'd be a coach. It's just so good, Dougal. Your brain works in a very, very, very great way. Okay, the last question about the coach. If the coach went to Joe's Takeaways to order something, what would they order?
Chips.
Are you ready to reveal your coach's name? What is your coach's name?
Scott Langlands.
No, oh, fantastic.
What's your name again? Drake.
Hey, hey, hey. So that's it. We're getting to the end of our soccer section. So what I would like to do is I'd like to say a massive thank you to Drake, a massive thank you to Dougal. Thanks so much for being here. It's so inspiring for the little kids to see the bigger kids that are still engaged with the sport, still playing those big games, still turning up on the pitch despite getting thrashed for most of the season. Well done. It takes a lot of courage and determination to do that. Now, I would like to know if you guys have any shout-outs or anything else you want to say before you go and find your families?
Yep.
Okay.
We have one for all the parents who have coached us over the years.
And to my friend Drake Langland.
Oh, and to Dougal.
Oh, you Dance guys. The tears are welling up. That was a shout out to all the parents and each other. Go you guys.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Kakite. Bye.